Blog Talk Radio.
Prophecy Keepers Radio.
This is Yasagonye, Will Bluewater, a seventh great grandson of Samanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evenings and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. OCO, Ginalii, this is Bluewater coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the Cherokee Nation.
Well, hello everybody, this is your old buddy, Bluewater, coming to you from Booger County, and the mysterious Ozarks, and the Mid-America, and our special honored guest. Before I introduce him, I just want to tell you a little bit about Nicholas Chongo. Nicholas has worked in the past pretty closely with the UN. He's an advocate with the Ecuadorian Indigenous Peoples Defense Office in America, in New York, New York. And he is part of the Salasara Quechua Mayans of Ecuador, and it's going to be talking about Mayan prophecy and culture, and maybe explaining a little bit about the urgent plea for prayers this coming Tuesday to avert further tsunamis. So without any further ado, welcome, Nicholas, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good afternoon or good morning. Before this, I would like to express a little bit to the people who are listening in my language, because that's how we do usually, and thanks to the God and Goddesses. Shina Nukamigani Nicholas Chango Kai Ura Inka Jastamanta Nukanchini Chitawantin Suyumanta Kai Pikani Kai Estadusuniduspi Y kikin kuna mga saguta parlasha nyukanchiga imasina nyukanchi taitakuna mamakuna awilukuna tainyaw parukukuna imata nyukanchig mang parlasha takishka imasina nyukanchi jaki kausaikuna kanga nishpa paikuna niya parlasha rishta kay aspa mamamanda sinasa kay nyukapal simita nishon runa simita uyakunaka asa guta kikin guna pag yuyay tamanya chipay si nyuka parla siya nyuka pag taita kuna mama kuna nyo paru kuna imatanyo ka mga sagota para sa sakit ka sinadati kay nyugan si kausay ti para sa misa sinatas pa ka nyugan si para at si tayta pa ka si mama pagsuti ti kagali siya na sa sagota asala parang ako kiting unang thank you brothers and sisters, and I was just saying that as an initial almost like as a prayer that I must express some things in my native language, which is Quechua. It's Inca language from South America. And also I was asking permission to the Creator, which is the same God that most people or the world praise and ask to do the good things, and as well as was also asking the moon to protect us, to help us, because the moon is silver, but it's like a goddess that helps us. And also I was requesting, as I said, like when we call Creator, also it's the same God we call Wiracocha, or some people call Viracocha, and it's the God that who created the sky, the earth, and the people. Yeah, so he is the only creator, and as I say, like most people, we call in our language Viracocha or Viracocha, and in the civilized language we call God. So we also have other gods, like through this spiritual land, as well as within the universe. For example, just before telling us, I should tell you that we as indigenous people, we are not a superstitious or ignorant people. We are as anybody else, people in Africa or in Europe or in this America. And our brothers and sisters, we live together with others, praying and stuff. So I will just mention before we start telling about what my elders have told me about the prophecies and what will happen in the world. So, and if you, Mr. Utter, if you are not understanding or thinking that the people are confused, please remind me, ask me again and again. I will try as best I could to explain. Because in the native world, many things we only see, feel, and understand in our hearts, and do, and live, and respect. Many times people think, how you cannot express that? How can you cannot transform that things that are happening in the civilized world, which is in the language? And it is very difficult, as I said, most of the native people who are listening, or as well as people who have studied, understand that many things it's impossible to transform in the civilized world. And in language, excuse me. And also it's difficult to explain certain things, like spiritual things. So, as example, other gods we have, for example, the Iyapa, we call in Quechua, which is the god of storm and the weather. That's the god. We also have a Chasca, the long-haired star, who the people in the world call Venus. And also we have the Mama Kija, which is the moon, the mother moon, and is considered the wife of the sun. We have the Inti, which is in our language also, Inti means the sun. And also we call Apu Punchoir, but that's the sun god, represented by a huge mass. But Native people in South America, we believe that it has a has a human form. So also we have a Pachacama, which is the Lord of the Earth, and he comes before the Wiracocha. And the Pachacama is the Lord, Lord of the Earth, is who creates the earthquakes, and is also believed that he went through the sea. Before long time ago that the Spanish or the Europeans will arrive in this continent, he left through the sea towards the east. And it was like the elders told us that he will come back through the sea. And so that's what happened in the 1492, like the people believe that he turned to the to his land. And that, but I will explain through the, this more about him. And there is also like the Supai, which is the god of the underworld and death, which is a spirit that most of, like the most of the religions have transformed like some evil thing. It is a bad spirit that lives underworld, and he is like a condition, like a soul. Anxious to like destroy the world or to like make more people in his side. So that's like you know in English language will be as the devil. So that's how some of the gods that we have. And just make sure brothers and sisters and people who listen in that as the indigenous people we have a god. The god we are talking the for example the Siddhavirakocha, it can be women and men. It can be as energy. It can be something that we our minds cannot understand. The Viracocha is the like the god of the what do you call the it doesn't have a beginning or the end. So that also explains us that it's not a woman or man. So it's something that we have to consider. It's, as I said, it's the same god, but most of us we call a creator. So that's how it is at the beginning of the of our existence. Now, specifically, I wanted to jump from this to a to narrow down a little bit, like who or what kind of people we are, and where we come from, and where we are located. And through that, I will also mix with the. Like the prophecies that were that happened that our elders told us and left in still our like parents and neighbors and they are telling us every day in our communities where we live. So for us the elders are the a key persons in this earth like to tell us. They are like a huge library like a. Maybe even we can compare as a computer, like supercomputers, that they contain like so much knowledge that they have to tell us because we are oral culture. So they tell us about everything. And the most striking things that are happening in my life is that when I sit with the elders when I was a kid, I can sit for 10 minutes or I can sit for 10, 15 hours. You don't go to, not even to the bathroom. You just listen and think, but you have to think not with your mind because scientifically everybody says the mind is the one that rules. The mind that it receives and processes and gives you like the understanding. But in the native world is that a heart. And we have like many times argue with most intellectual people. They say, well, you people are crazy. You sometimes you people indigenous or Indians are savages that they don't understand. You are not educated. You are incapable of understanding the scientific world. But we still believe, regardless, that we have run the higher like schools or formal schools. We still believe and live with that. So we believe that we think with a heart and. So our elders have told us that everything will happen, what's going on right now, like in England, in Africa, and here in Florida, and in South America, like in Argentina, like a thing. Not only like the Mother Earth got mad or some people made a mistake and it was a fire or something, but the most important thing is to remember and I call to the people in the world that, for example, the last thing that is, the, or the biggest thing that is telling us and reminding us is the tsunami. So what happened in the, in like in the 11 countries. And there are hundreds of thousands of dead, but the media and people just limit to say that only 130,000 or 150,000 or 200 at a maximum have died. 200,000 they have died. It is not true. Only like the other day I was talking to a brother and sister that is from the Aceh, that they call like they belong to Indonesia, and they will explain it only in the Achaeans or in the Achaeans state or nation. They died more than 130,000 people. So we can see like the Mother Earth and the other gods are angry. But we still, as I say, like a people, we don't understand like what's going on in the world. We have become like so conformist, like so destructive ourselves. We don't even love, I believe, like ourselves, much less to the Mother Earth, much less to the woman, because the woman is compared to the Earth. So these things are happening, and that's why I came to this radio station and to talk about these things. And as I said, I'm not a medicine man or medicine woman. In other words, I'm not a medicine person, but I am a spiritual leader. And sometimes it is scary because I think as a spiritual person, I wish I can have a power not to build houses or get cars or to have slaves. No, I wish I can be as a spiritual person to comply and to do the best I can with the people, what our elders have, trust me. So, but even that I'm not doing bigger things, but at least as I said, I came and I would like to share through this radio station about the prophecies. And so I should have told you, but I didn't want it to do at the beginning. My name is Nicholas Chango, and I wanted to also correct Mr. Otter that I'm not a Mayan. Perhaps it was a mistake. Or Mr. Otter was saying that the other day we were also talking about, he was explaining that he's Cherokee and the Cherokees were even in South America. And so somehow, a long time ago, we are brothers, through the blood and through the spirits. And so we are the first people who were in this continent, and which is now known as America. Well, in our language, or the indigenous people call this America, we call continent, Abya-Yala continent. Again, Abya-Yala continent. We never know that it was, this is just like a couple decades that we know that it was, a couple years that it was America. So, I am Nicholas Chango. I am an indigenous Quechua Salasacan indigenous who lives, which is now known as Ecuador in South America. Originally, my people, we are Aymaras, who are living in Bolivia and in other states.
Yeah, I remember that was my mistake.
Okay, so I just wanted to correct that up. But as I say, maybe you mistake, but I think in a certain ways we are connected, so I think you were right in many ways. So, going back to the Yama, originally Bolivian, in around the 1450s, before the Europeans, though, Mr. Christopher Columbus got lost in the Caribbean islands, and before being rescued by the Arawak and Tainos and all the tribes, and helped to survive and taught and trying to stand as a equal people. So, but instead of that, he called us Indians, and Indians, the word has become a very derogatory term. Indian means in South America, you are stupid, ugly, stinking, incapable of studying or collaborating with the society, and a human that has a tail and horns, you are completely a savage. And so that's why the majority of the people, at least for 20 years, we have been using the word "we" as an indigenous. So but most people think you are an Indian. I said, it depends how you call me Indian, but I'm a native.
Prophecy keeper, prophecy keeper.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all past Prophecy Keeper's interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keeper's does need money to continue to operate. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look.
Keepers of great wisdom, truth of other times, let the wind blow.
But if you look at, like, indigenous, and if you look in the dictionary, you find, like, the meaning is the same, like, aboriginal, the first, people from this land, and etc. And as well as sometimes we get confused when they say, like, I was born in this land, so, or in this country, I am also indigenous. But, as I say, like, through the, this conversation, I will be using only the word indigenous. With exception that I will explain the word Indian, I will use the word Indian. So we were like, they were like. Now I wanted to go to the prophecy. Now for our elders and for us, the today's people, prophecies are heavenly leadings, powerful manifestations of the future. They are also like considered as a norm, processes, and the moral orders or codes that were told by the gods and goddesses through our elders. So we as a human can learn, respect, and obey what has been told. And this is also like goes beyond, not just for the humans, because most people think like in this world, in a civilization, we have narrowed down. We have to like, we just put like in humans because we are rational. And the animals and like all the creatures are not considered like, even has a worth to live in. So that's why I wanted to tell you that like for example for us, we are not the only kind of living or creatures or humans. There are like the condor people. There are like the eagle people, the wolf, the rabbit, the mountain, the fish, the sea, the trees. So we have a different kind of people. Even the little ant or the elf is considered a human, like a being that are being, should be, it must be respected. So this whole thing was told by the gods and goddesses through our elders so we can live in peace, like as a one kind of creatures within the Mother Earth and into the infinite universe. But what happened is that we have, like the majority of the people have somehow they become so like angry, become so greedy, and become so like a thinking in a material world. And in order to be material world, they are so egotistical. They become saying like, I do, I decide, I do. So we as a native people in the mountains in South America, and I believe as well as in this continent, and also in other Europe or Africa, India, where native people live, I believe that we still live closer to the Mother Earth and closer to the goddess and goddesses, and also we respect and coexist as a peaceful people. And so the majority, as they say, have become really destructive. They become like a machine, like just walking around. And we forgot the prophecies have said, we are humans that have a soul, a mind, and a spirit. But only we become perhaps with a mind, with a head that we just thinking and looking at it and just wanting to destroy. So how come people may say the native people also or the indigenous people also destroy the land? They are not they only take care, they don't take care as other people do. And they also say that the Mother Nature also changes. Also the gods are angry. But I don't think the gods or the Mother Earth, obviously if you consider and look at in a scientific way, yes, the nature is changing, the itself, the Mother Earth is changing. As the humans also we are changing. But the point is not that. So the point is to understand that why this is happening. The human beings, especially the scientists, with exceptions of some of them, is that they create a nuclear bomb. Why they create? To destroy ourselves. Why they say they create or they start a business? It's great because we have to somehow take a little bit of advantage of what exists in this Mother Earth. And so they create big factories. And what happened with the big factories? They're sending so many things to the sky. And the sky is forming big holes in what's going on. So they're leading to pass other elements that come to destroy. So, and then if we wanted to talk, especially in this country, United States is the first country that violates the environmental law. It's the first country that violates the prophecies. Except, as they say, with the native people and African descendants or other, I don't like the term, minorities called. So this is the first country that there is destroying the world. But they talk about we are creating, we are the protectors, we are you do this and this. So, and they have so much money and the people have become only thinking the money. To get the money, I believe if you excuse me, I'm not exaggerating, but they might even sell their own mother. We have to remember the prophecy that it says one of the indigenous leaders here, and I hope Mr. Rader, you will remind me, is the name is that it says, how come we can sell the Mother Earth, the water? And how come the things that you are not yours? How can we do that? But it's still, as they say, we do these things. And so I have come to the United States to see for myself, because it was a prophecy that the elders have told, as indigenous people, you will go to exchange what you know. You will take as a pilgrimage to do the thing, go to the Mecca. So we come to this land, sometimes to say we come with the music. Sometimes we say we come with the arts. Sometimes we just come, to study in the university. Or sometimes we come to visit our elders and our friends. So when we come, we see. I have traveled in California and Southwest and almost in the whole United States. But what happens? Native people are living with their own laws, spiritual beliefs, and they're not destroying the land. They are closer to the land. They are kind. They say, this is our mother. But the people, other kind of people, they have been saying no, we have to form the city, and we have to destroy. They make so much garbage. They make so much, there are so much crime. Even they abuse the drugs and stuff. They become, as they say, the whole destructive. Now, all the things have been already told by the prophet. Our elders, especially in my community, the women, we were like at least maybe 120 years back, we still, as the Salasakan people, as the indigenous group that came from Bolivia before the Spanish will arrive, as they said, around the 1450s, we were sent to the northern part, like at least 50 or 70 people, like the same number, women and men. But those people, we were sent to the northern part as the cultural ambassadors, as the spiritual leaders, as the spiritual people to do the settlement there and keep the place and be loyal to the king, in this case the Inca, and that's in English, the king they call. So, but for us it was not a king because the system was very different. And since then we have been there, but according to our prophecies is that elders told before leaving the Aymara in Bolivia, the Aymara land, they told when you go to there, make sure not to become drunk. Make sure not to destroy the land. Make sure to teach the people. And this is the first rule, they said, because you are taught everything that we know. But you cannot be as a goddess or goddesses. But you are a spiritual people in the land, and you are going there, and you will share. And you will protect the land. You will defend the land. You will defend the goddess and goddesses. So that was the first prophecy. So other people might say, well, that's just like, well, maybe somebody told it. It's a normal thing. No. That is a prophecy. And since then, it has passed already like almost 500 years since we left the Bolivia, which is now known as the Bolivia. So we have been living, and until 20 years back, we were like, we don't want it to have nothing to do with the outside world. Even that we are living in the middle of the, like almost now it's like two cities that are going to crush each other, but we don't want it to deal with it. Like in the 1950s, in the 1930s, if we go back to their history, my people fought. In the fighting, it was told as already as a prophecy that it told, when you are going there, the outsiders, the strangers people, the foreigners will come and want to cut your land. They will destroy. They will go to the, we call to the Amazon, we call in our language, Sacha, the jungle. They will go to destroy. And that tradition was already taught. So what happened with my, I mean, told already, and it's being still told what happened now, about issues. So the Ecuador, like at that time, the Ecuadorian army came with the international corporations to like to go in building the road and cutting through the mother's like heart and the earth, like destroying and throwing away, killing the plants and little beings. So my people, as it was predicted in the prophecy, they said, you will be fighting. And so they fought. And they like fought against the army, but the army had the guns, as happened in the, when they came to Cusco, when they destroyed with like a few people. And so when this happened, still the army, even they run away, but still they construct the road, they went to the Amazon. So that happened too, like already they built, and they said they will come and they will put like things that are, they will kill the little beings. So that happened. And after that, they have said also, like in the prophecies, that when you go there, when these things are happening, it will come more and more, like the flies will come people. It will like a fly that it will destroy the land. So which means the flies with the foreigners, they will come with a religion, with a different teaching. They will come to impose. They will come. They will bring the disease. That was told already. So that happened. After the 1930s, they destroyed the land, and then they came in 1945, between 1945 and 1947, they came to my community, to the land where it was like, we don't want to deal with anybody. They came the religion. First they came the evangelical. talking about, like, we have to save your soul. We have to tell you about a God like Jesus. Well, Jesus is a wonderful person. I have a little bit read about the Bible. We are not against the Catholics or evangelical people, because those are like a secret books. Sacred books, like something divine, the words. The Bible has some prophecy that it will happen and what's going on. But when they came, they start dividing the people. They start destroying our beliefs. But even we still, the spiritual beliefs in our God still, living there. But this is what they say, the prophecy that it will come and destroy. So when they came, they start imposing the thing. And they even, the Catholics, even the priests and the nuns, even they hide the Bible. That was incredible. Just in the 1975 or something, they discovered it was in a storage room, just destroying the, a great number of, I don't know how many Bibles, but that was for us to read. So they don't do that. And so because of that, when they came, they destroyed, we used to as indigenous people, I'm just talking as I said, as a Salas, specifically Salasakan, we used to have the Creator is the same God, as I said, we talk about. It's the same God we believe. It's the same God we look at. It's the same God we pray. So we used to have other symbols, divine symbols and shrines in my village, as we used to have in the whole Andes. And one of the shrine was where the tree used to grow. It's called Kishuaryura, or in other words, the God's tree. In this tree, we believe that anybody who gets there, who wants to have some vision, or was sick, or wanted something good for the kids, or wanted to pray and protect the earth, or some, they go to the around the tree, and they take off the sandals, and they will go there on their knees, and they will pray. But most people think those Indians are praying in the tree. No. So the tree was a God's tree. It's a messenger that goes to the God that is in the heaven somewhere that we haven't seen yet, but we believe that. So when the tree was there, when the Catholics came, they cut the tree, they destroyed the secret places, and they carved in the saints. So the whole distance were already, as I said, as a prophecy will told. But your culture, your language, especially your spiritual life, it will be pushed, crushed down. But as a human, they said, as a Salasakans, women and men, it's your responsibility and give your life to defend us. So we have been doing that, and today we have a saint, Peter or Michael or Mary or something. They are carved in the same, and the indigenous people go to church and they pray that. So we still our spiritual life continues through that. But after that, they said also people are coming as flies, and people coming as with a religion. Also, they got the evangelical people. So instead of making to believe in the same Creator, what they do is to make to fight that. To say, you're a Catholic because you drink, because you don't believe in the statue. Because they say we are the only ones who are going to be saved. So in the reality in the world, we are destroying, and we are depriving the things instead of to make to be coexist in peace. So those things have happened already. Now after that, they said once these things happen, they say the other prophecy that we have is that they said, when these things are happening, the Mother Earth and the gods are going to get mad. The gods and goddesses are going to use the Mother Earth to many ways to destroy. And this, all these things happen, and it was told before the Europeans will come. So most people think when we told the things, this is similar to Christianity. This is as the Bible says. I'm sure you people, you heard, you studied, and that's what you're telling or making up. No, we know already our elders that told us what will happen. And So the other prophecy of this, like after the destruction, they said the land, it will be destroyed. The Mother Earth will begin to be sick. And she will be sick, and she will not provide you anymore like a food. In other words, like it will not grow the crops. So what happened in my community? It is since 1930s or 1940s, little by little, the Mother Earth started being sick. Because now I'm just, when I said in the 1940s, between 1945 and 1947, is that if people came as the flies, is because I'm just talking that. But before, they were already in other communities, already people destroying.
Prophecy Keeper, Prophecy Keeper.
I'll see you. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something. And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all past Prophecy Keeper's interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look.
Keepers of great wisdom, truth of other times, let the wind blow.
So when this happened, the land began be dry. There was no more rain, so only wind and dust. And so we start suffering for hunger. And then they say when you start for starving, and you sometimes they say you will be dying. And many people died. And other than maybe you can compare us in Africa. This is in my own little village. You may say where is Salasaca? You're in Ecuador, in the middle of nowhere. You might say maybe the land is just eroded, or it's maybe almost desert. No, it was a land that they used to produce, and even it was a land there used to be a lot of trees and even monkeys around there. And then today, I wish I can show you the picture. It's the land is completely dust. It's completely we call naked. So the Mother Earth got mad, and the goddesses, and God got mad. So, gods got mad, and we have been suffering. But it says also the prophecy that when these things happen, make sure to tell the people, to your neighbors, to your friends, to your acquaintance friends, tell them that you have what you have to do. And our teaching, our elders' teaching is that when these things happen, we have to go to the mountain. There we have two mountains, little mountains in the community. It's like in the sun, also the sun rays is from the east. So we are, everything like a fit. So we have to go with music. We have to go with water in the ceramic containers. And we have to pray to the gods and goddesses and say, please, we are not destroying. Could you help us? And also it says in the prediction that the condor is going to be a mediator, or a being that it will take from the land the sadness to the gods and goddesses, and it will come back, he or she will come back, and it will bring food, or it will bring happiness. So that was the prophecy told us. And so that's what we do. We go to the mountain. Everybody has to go. Regardless that even the cats and the dogs and everybody. So for people, they might think, this looks like a circle. Oh, those Indians are that's stupid going on and praying and on their knees. What's going on? They are not being practical. They are not they said, this is educated in the foreign country and still doing the thing. It's nothing to do with us. One thing is to learn things in the United States, when Europe, when wherever we are, but it's another thing to follow with the prophecy. Because we are human beings that have a soul, have a mind that it thinks, and it coordinates with a heart. So it is a spirit, what we call. So we are that kind of people. We are not just the little humans that, as I said before, just walking around, or whoever wants to shoot, and then is dead. And we don't even use the word dead. So we use it somebody just left from the land. So that's what we do in order to the goddess and goddesses to provide us a little food. Also, it says when the prophecies that when these things happen, when you die, people call die, they say you will be not dying. You will just go to a different world. Well, in the scientific world, or in the English language, they say we are going to the different dimension. And it's not that. So we, as a Salatakan people, is another a prophecy that it was told, that it says that as when we go from this land, in the civilized term will be when you die, you will go, it says the Salatakans are in the stars. The stars, when we see up, we see millions, trillions, billions of the stars. They are my family. And they say the prophecy that those stars representing our past, our elders, they will be shining. They will show you. They will guide you when you are making a mistake. And the moon, we call the wife of the sun, is a star that is helping us, is enlightening us to see the bad things we are doing. But people, they don't understand. They just think why I am sick, why I am this, why I am this. It's not that because of that. It's because people, we as human beings, we have been, as I said before, destructive. We don't eat well. We don't use, even when we use the medicine. We as indigenous people, we use the, from the plant. We never go to the doctor. Western doctors are recently discovering what to use. But as indigenous people in this continent, in other continents, we have been using for thousands of years already the medicine. But what happens is that people think when they use the fire or other kinds of objects to heal the people, they say, oh, you are evil. That's nothing to do with the evil. The medicine men and women, we cannot compare with the witches or a shaman. This is nothing to do with that. So when people get sick, they say, well, just because. And they don't believe it in the medicine, what they call now alternative medicine. But as indigenous people, we live with our own thing. We don't go to the white people's medicine. Not because it's not helpful. It's because the white people's medicine only helps the physical world. The indigenous people's medicine helps the mind, the spirit, and the soul. So if there is an imbalance in that, it's going to be obviously sick. So that's what happened, as they say, with the people, and those are the prophecies that they were told. After that, as they say, the people will leave from this land, They say, we don't die. And most people say, still saying that we die. No, that when our body was just to be a certain time here, we're just going by, and we transform in different, like the elements, never die. So, but most people don't want it to understand. So, this is what happened with, like, with that prophecy. After that, also they said, the prophecy says, like, through the years, like, it will be earthquakes. And indeed, it happened in the 1930s in my village, and that's where, a sand formed as a mountain. So that's like a, for us a secret, sacred mountain, where in the middle of like a, there's no water, there's no even rain. There's like a little space, a place where is like a place we have to have a vision. We have to where we have to go pray to the gods and goddesses. Again, as I said, I like to emphasize again and again. Remember, when we call Creator, is the same God that we believe. But do not like more people to start thinking that I am like a, I don't know, like an animist or like a somebody who doesn't understand. It's the same God. The only problem is, as I said before, we are confused. We just wanted to impose telling that like a, as evangelical, this is my way. As a Mormon, this is the only way. As a Catholic, this is the only way. And that's not true. And as the prophecy told us that like it's one way to pray, one way to believe, but it's the same God. So when the mountains were formed, it was the earthquake. And many, many people died. And that happened. And they said also the prophecy that in later on, it will be more. The water will be get crazy. And when people think, well, how is it going to get crazy, the water? This is a thing that will... Like, people think that as humans, we have to manage, we have to take care of it, we have to control. How come you can control the nature? How can you can, like, even only, like, we can follow the prophecies that we have been told? So, when it was like, I believe that, what you call, like, the God, the Pachacamac, who was the Lord of the Earth, and our God man. So he created an earthquake and that many people died. So now, I believe like whatever your culture is, wherever you are, for the God or the goddess that is created this earthquake, just think about it. Because this way already as the prophecy is told, and you have to defend and you have to look and you have to obey. You have to like comply with it. You cannot abuse those things. Yeah, we do need to, as a human, to develop. We do need to make some money, but we don't do that. As a human being, regardless that you are not asking, but I am educated in this country, and you may say, like, well, he's like has a lot of education, but my point is, I still believe in the prophecies, and I still believe, like, private, like, property theories or principles as the Europeans brought here, they have not, like, affected me yet. I am happy with what I do, what I have, but I don't destroy the land. I don't ask anybody to destroy it just to be for their own, to complete their own purpose. So, another prophecy is that, like they say, when these things are happening everywhere, the Mother Earth will get like, just like a comparison, like imagine that if you are cutting, I don't know, like the Mother Earth's heart, the arms and the chest and the head and the eyes, like compare just like in Africa or in Europe or here. So when you do that, they see the Mother Earth will bleed. When she gets like a sad and angry through the gods, like she will come and it will send a lot of water, storms, it will be hunger, it will be scarcity, it will be like a fight, wars. And people, what do you think like? For example, right now, I'm not against like when they say the United States, it says we have to fight for the freedom of the people. I don't see any freedom. Not even in the United States there is a freedom. In the United States, do you think there's like a native people, they don't even have a, like a, what do you call, like a basic, item, necessary things to survive. you can see, like, in the Southwest with indigenous people, there's nothing in a rich country. And people are going to die and perish. Like, I would like to call them, like, a proud because my son or my daughter is a Marine. Is a, oh, my God, is like a defendant. That's not true. They're just going to die. And that's not, like, to go to kill other people. Why you should do that? And then the prophecies, they say, like, in my people believe that, like, people will get crazy. They will kill each other. Why? Because they wanted to have their own, like, a house and, like, a, I don't know, like, buildings, cars. And I, my grandma and I used to say, like, son, what are you going to do? And just think about it. You assume that you have full room of, like, greenbelts, like, money, dollars, or, like, all the kind of coins or something. You have whole things. If the land and if your life and outside is, like, dying, what are you going to do? And they say, like, it is not going to be helpful. You're not going to heal with that. You're not going to eat that. So what are you going to do? So instead of that, they say, you should look down and be close to the earth and live as a spiritual person. So when they go to kill, as I said, it's wrong. It is wrong in my very basic mind. I don't think I am a scientist. I don't think I am a different, but I think it's wrong. And I believe my people also believe that it's wrong to go to kill another human being or another, like, being that in the land. And the worst thing is sometimes it makes me to think, like, when they say there was no death, there was no, like, casualties. Yeah, it only count as human beings. Well, what happened with the little ears, with the, like, little creatures that, like, running around, like, this, like, all of them are alive and making the land? What happened with that? So they don't believe that. And I, as I said, that I recall to the parents and people who are, like, involved in this, just don't send to kill, don't send to destroy the land. Now, when they send to destroy the land and the people, I said, because they go with the guns, with the bombs that are destroyed, they make an imbalance in the land. So when these things happen, we talk about, like, in the scientific world, like, the land become the environment. It's not like following their nature, the rules, the codes, principles. So it become like a destructive. Now we say, like, why is this tsunami happening? Why is, like, the sea, well, like, it's like the water is, like, getting crazy? Why is in the North Pole, like, the ice is breaking apart? And everybody's thinking, like, well, I don't know. That's the typical question. I don't think it's that I don't know. Everybody as a human being has a capacity and to think and to do. But the only thing is we don't do those things. So I hope, as I said, people will not descend to destroy. And it's not just a war, like, as I said, in Iraq or in other places. But also, like, also I would like to tell to the oil companies, so mining companies, that don't go and destroy the land. We need to use the resources, but we only need to use what we need. But trans corporations go and destroy, like, for example, in the Amazon, as I said, in the 1930s went by through my community, and since then they have been destroying the Amazon. But obviously in the 1972 started in my country specifically to, like, a lot of production, oil production. So now, how that they destroy? Because people have come with different ideas to improve. And they go to the jungle and they say, well, we have to destroy. We need for the development of the country. But to tell you the truth, in the Amazon, it's like being killed every day. That's a genocide. That's like, that should be punished. As the prophecy told us, the people who destroy, they should be told. And if it's not, they should stop. Now, I'm not saying we have to kill. So we mean, like, we have to punish it to say, well, don't do this thing. Just go. That's, like, one of the ways of punishment. So they have been destroying, and I'm just, they say, like, in the Amazon. And the worst thing is that people, the government, like, in my country right now, Mr. Gutierrez, is, he won the election. That is the one of the most corrupt presidents in South America, I believe. And one of the presidents that doesn't do anything. It doesn't have any idea what is how to lead the country. And then there is, like, other people what they say, like, as the prophecy told us that, like, as a people, we also, our brothers and sisters, will go to have education. It will go, but they will become with their minds as a domesticated people. So that happened. And we have already right now in the country. Now the natives, some of the natives in campesinos or the countryside people in some of the city, they are in like with the government. And they are disowned. So they have taken all the power. So now we only, like I'm sure, they might send the army to the Amazon and destroy the people and the nature and everything. Why? Because of just the greediness. On behalf of the name of the Creator, which is the God, on behalf of the people in the country, but people live in the Amazon. And I just want to say, like, for example, one of the really, I don't know, world-known places, a little community, like a Sara Yaku, which is called, Sara is in our language, is the corn, and Yaku is the river. So it's like the river of the the river of the corn. In that area, the Sara Yaku community is standing because they also, they are following their prophecies. And these things have been told, as I said before. So not only my community has been told, but in other places too. So now, as I say, like, we have to stop destroying ourselves. We have to stop doing this thing. We have to do like what we meant to be, what the prophecies have been told.
Tell me your great secrets deep inside your heart.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look.
Keepers of great wisdom, truth of other times, let the wind blow.
Another prophecy is like maybe leaving a little bit out of my community is, as I did with the Amazon region, is that it says someday, they used to say my grandpa and my grandma, my elders, like I used to have lots of grandmas and grandpas, I still have, and mothers, so they said someday, because of these things, as the brothers and sisters, the eagle from the north, the Quetzal from the center, in this case from the Central America, and the condor from the south, they will meet. they will meet each other in the Mexica land, which is called Mexico right now, like in the Central America. They will meet each other and they will talk about it. And they will plan, they will like try to do the good things to remind the people what's going on. But the people think like when we say this is a prophecy, what they think in the like really, what do you call it, in the physical world people. They think like, well, the Indians are talking about the prophecies through that because they are guerrillas, they are killers, they wanted to take over the nation states. No, that was not told us. They said the eagle, the quetzal, and the condor will come and sit in the Mexica land around the fire. They will talk, they will pray, they will dance. Like the what happened with they call like the ghost dance, I think is. With our elders. So they will dance, they say, like with a heart, until they will they will dance forever and ever. But it means that we have to go there and talk about these things. And but as I say, to the world, I tell that we are not against you. You are here, even you have other European descendants, and you are here. You are my brother and my sister. But the only thing I ask you is, think about the reality. Believe what your teaching is, and be obeying those things. Be like a caring, loving. Don't just attack. Don't just say I have to do this. So the eagle and the crystal and the condor, but those are just like one of the symbols. Why the condor in the south? Because as I said before, is a divine that he lives in the highest mountains. In the highest mountains where the indigenous peoples in the end is used to bury them. And used to tell the condor, could you please take it, that this person, and leave it with the creator. So that's the condor. And also, as I said before, the condor is a divine, is a being. But for most people, it's such a TV bird that is just flying, and what is going on? These Indians are schizophrenic. Sometimes they told us. They say, what do you think? What are you doing? And you are crazy. And it is not being crazy. It's just very simple. So the condor, we have all used to also have a condor people. And today, to comply with the prophecies, there are different ceremonies. For example, in the bullfighting in Peru and all the places, they put the condor, before the ceremony will start. The condor also will be represented when we do the ceremony, according to the prophecies, they said, you must do, not just go to the mountain with the music and praying, but also they said you must go a celebration, big celebration. And we have in June, that's June 21st, I think it's the solstice day, we call Inti Rai. Inti is the sun. And it was one of the gods for the people, for the indigenous people in the Andes. But it's not bigger than the creator. So make sure to understand that. And when we come to Inti Rai, we bring the different divines, the condor. We, the most Peruvian, medicine men or women will go to get the condor, but it will take more than 2 weeks to catch, but not to kill. It's just to bring down in, and then they will do the ceremonies, and that's the first thing. So there is a connection between whether the prophecies have told that there is a connection between the human beings, the little creatures and big creatures, the two legs, four legs creatures, and the gods and goddesses, it will be a coexistence. So when we do the ceremonies, we bring them down to the earth and we do the ceremony. So that's why we bring up the condor. And as I said, we used to have a condor people. And some of them still the name condor, last name condors. And so why the quetzal? Sure is the quetzal, as indigenous people in Central America, they have the same beliefs, it's a symbol. And why the eagle? And you, brother and sister, you know what is the eagle. For example, I have seen when I have participated in the spiritual ceremonies, powwows, when I dance and I see indigenous people around the country, they don't value the gold. If they give you like a gold bracelet or something, that's not worth it. But if they give you because of your work, because of your prayers, because you are a good person, if they give you the like the eagle feather, it's like it doesn't have like any price. It's priceless. So it's the same with the condors. Like when you get a condor feather, it's the same. So those are the teachings, and I believe that someday we are already it's happening that eagle people, wolf people, and the Kitsar people, the condor people, the fish people, that we will come, and we have been doing that already. So those things are happening. But now the last thing I want to tell the world is the most important thing is that whatever you believe in, wherever you are, whatever color or language you are a human being, powerful, beautiful, as I am. You are, regardless that you might be a scientist or you might be a farmer, you might be a person, like people living in the, I don't know, like somewhere. And but you are so valuable. You are like a complete human being, that, but not a perfect, but a complete, that has the mind, has the soul, has the spirit. And you should be careful with the people. We should be careful with the Mother Earth. And if you don't pray, if you don't live, if you don't give a thanks to the Mother Earth, to the gods and goddesses, or to the god or goddess, you are in trouble. We will be in trouble. And what are we going to do? We are not going to leave anything behind for the people. That's scary. That's really like we say like we are killing them, like the plants. For us, especially for me, when I see like big trucks or big cars are coming and they go running, they go to destroy the mountain, like to get the as a miner, it makes me cry. It's just my body bleeds. And then most people I say like, could you, and I feel sometimes giving my life and say like standing there and say like, first you kill me, or like in the civilized world, like you kill me, you finish me, and then you can destroy. But most people, as I said, we have become out of the of the prophecies. We become like untouched of the teachings. As I said, if you're a Christian, most people have become untouched of the what it says in the Bible, or what it says the prophecies, or what the the Iroquois nations or federations teachings, or the Navajos, or they call Navajos, but the Dene's teachings, or the Yugas, or the Tuscaroras, I don't know, Mexicas, the Tochigos, and there are so many nations in this America, and we have become out of or untouched, and we become so egotistical, angry ourselves, and destructive. And we complain that the Mother Earth is destroying us, that God is angry. And as they say, like, you should stop killing the people under God's name. You should stop killing the environment under God's name. God is not evil. God is not God is a peaceful, loving. Creator is a peaceful and loving. And I think in indigenous language, I don't remember somewhere they call Tatanka. You know, and we call in our language in Quechua, we call Achichaita to the god. And to the goddess Achichmama. So whatever, as I say, language or where you are, you should all really, really think. You should repent. And it's like I'm using the terms that we know each other. Because in our way of teaching, when somebody makes a mistake in our village, you know, in Salasaca, when in the Andes, we don't kill, we don't send to the jail. We try to fix them. We try to make to see them. And from the, if you say 10 people that they might have committed a crime or something, 9 of them, they have complied and they have fixed their own life. But one, perhaps, got lost. He committed. But we don't destroy. We sometimes in the Amazon, they might send to the out of the village. So you learn how to live. You learn how to think. But in the civilized world, what they do? They send to the jail. They put or they put to they apply the death penalty. That's not it is. And I believe, like as I said, as a human beings, we become so, so destructive. I don't know. My mother was killed. And it was difficult to believe in a city meet with a person who did that. But it is possible. And I cannot, like as I said, believe people will say, like, if I don't see this man or woman being killed, I will not be happy. We will not see a justice. That's not a justice. That's just like another thing being destructive. Obviously, we have to also separate or make a distinction between, like, people who are very, like, destructive or killers. Yeah, we have to make a distinction. But not all of humans are like that. Like, if you make some drugs, why do you do? Because the system has taught us. Because the schools have taught us. So in the schools here in the United States, as I said, I have been in the universities of everywhere, and I can see they only teach us to be as a superficial person, as a materialist. What happened with the spiritual world? And they say, well, this is a democracy, so we have to learn to do that. And obviously in this society, and if you don't study, and if you don't have a job, you cannot survive. But as they said, even in that way, you should stop eating, like in the McDonald's or Wendy's, and I don't know, other like companies that they just put you like food that is not worth it. And people think, like, why I am fat? That's a self-destructive. Obviously, some like who come with us in the body, but the point is, we destroy ourselves. We give like a time and a space to do that. So we must stop, and we must live up to the prophecies or the teachings or the legacies that our elders have left. And if you are a native person, I'm sure your mother, your grandma, your neighbors, your relatives are still telling you to do the sermons. And it's good. Continue with that. Improve that. And make it stronger that. Strengthen that. And share with us. Like, there are different ways to share. As I said, as a spiritual person, that I have come and I tried to share at the United Nations or at American States meeting. And I told them, but some people get mad because I'm not saying what they wanted to listen. So we are the people who own our own lives and ways of thinking. And as I said, as an indigenous person in my community or here, I live as an indigenous person. When I go outside, I guess my body becomes like I have to respect, as I said, I have to obey other people's rules, like this country's rules. So I obey. But in my community, I live with my own. Regardless of like the nation state wanted to impose with the rules and religions and books and stuff, we don't. Like as I said, also as a prophecy that they said, like as indigenous people, they said it's a basic thing, but it's a prophecy. It says, in my village, it's still going on. Our elders say, I am telling you, and I am trying to guide to you. Those are not my beliefs. Those are not my prophecies. But you will tell somebody else, and that's how we live. That you don't need to publish. Because when you publish this, it's very simple. People will put in the library, and they will forget about it. And someday, somebody asks or remembers their own culture or place or where they come from or the roots, they say they will go look for it. But if you tell this, it is the prophecy, every day once you, when the sun rises to the sunset, even when you are sleeping or before sleeping you tell, they say that our prophecies, our teachings, it will live. It will still be alive. That's what, as I said at the beginning, the teachings are heavenly living. And as I said, it's like a powerful manifestation of the future. And also I said, they are like considered the norms, processes, and moral codes that our elders have shared and continue to share. So as a human beings, we must coexist with other creatures. We must respect them. We must obey them. We must learn. But we must live in peace. Because if we don't do that, as I usually say, we don't want it to disappear as a dream, like a very dream, a bad dream, and disappear on the horizon without a direction, just like a flying without a direction, lost. We don't want it to do that. The Mother Earth is very powerful, it's beautiful, but it's also loving, caring. The God is caring, the Creator is caring. The Goddess is the loving. Why we say God, Goddess or Goddesses? Because the women is compared, in my village is compared with the Mother Earth in the spiritual world with the Goddess. So we have to learn. We are connected. We cannot be separate. We cannot think we are humans with money and powerful and we are who must rule the world. We are not. We are people, so we must live up to with the prophecies. And that's all, Mr. Otter.
Well, I don't know what to say other than that has to have been the most eloquent thing that I have sat through, possibly in my life.
We try to do the best we can, and I think also I might have to talk to them more than an hour. I think they said like I have to also keep moving from the library.
Yeah, you live in New York City.
It's crazy.
You had to find a quiet place to do the interview, and I guess you had to do some running around. We really appreciate what you've done, and I guess you contacted me out of the blue right at the same time when the elders in Guatemala had issued a plea that everyone get together this coming Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Oh, I forgot, Mr. Otter, maybe when you have that also, try to remind when I say pray, it's not just maybe you can make a distinction, but...
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, friends. This is Blue Water. Ayurvedic medicine is also called Ayurveda. It's a system of medicine that originated in India several thousand years ago. The term Ayurveda combines two Sanskrit words, Ayur, which means life, and Veda, which means science or knowledge. Ayurveda means the science of life. Ayurveda is a whole medical system which integrates and balances the body, mind, and spirit. Thus, it's considered holistic. This balance is necessary for contentment and good health. While pharmaceutical companies extract active ingredients from plants and sell them as drugs, the benefits of medicinal plants cannot be replicated because their synergistic combination of hundreds of naturally occurring phytochemicals cannot be reproduced in laboratories. This fact has been known to Ayurveda for thousands of years. The benefit comes from using the whole plant, not just the isolated ingredient. Because they contain whole herbs and fruits, Ayurvedic formulas are safer and more effective as opposed to Western formulations, which oftentimes have harmful side effects. We satisfy the health needs of our customers through safe, well-researched, and effective Ayurveda-based remedies using premier quality herbal extracts and sound manufacturing practices. We believe in Ayurveda so much, we're willing to offer you a 110% money-back guarantee. So be sure and visit india-herbs.us today and find out what this is all about.
Keepers of great wisdom, truth of other times, let the wind blow.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all past Prophecy Keeper's interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keeper's does need money to continue to operate. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look.
Keepers of great wisdom, truth of other times, let the wind blow.
I forgot to say that we pray every day. I didn't want to share the thing like how we pray and the thing, because it says like for us secret. Sacred, and but I can tell you that what we do is every day we pray, like in our village, like the sun is coming out, we say, when the sun is, we say like a born, because for us it's every day born. The elders will go inside the corn, like between the corn or other crops, he would sit and he would make it a smoke incense. The smoke, like the smoke also is a symbol that it connects with our creator. So that's for the crops and for like our existence. So we do every day. And I didn't want to tell that because it's sacred for us. And but that one, it means that it will be, I was going to say, it's like this Tuesday, we must at least spend at least 2 hours praying and worldwide, and that's how we should be. But the most important thing, as you said, like we have to pray every day.
Yes. Are there any, now you use candles on your altars, do you not, or is that the
mic? We don't use candles. Okay. We use this fire. And the fire we use as very, what do you call, like a medicinal plants. Like a, I don't know, what is that, Romero, I don't know in English.
Would you recommend that the people gather around a fire to pray this coming Tuesday?
Yeah. Like maybe this, I don't know, I would say like, I think I did say like when the counts were illegal and stuff, maybe you can compare in that point, say like the prophecies have been complied, and Tuesday it will be one of the hours that we, evening that we will be the eagle, the quetzal, and the condor in the Mexica land, or like Mexica land is we call is covered like all Central America. Not just Mexico, so it's Guatemala, Salvador, Nicaragua, all this area.
And
so you can just say like all has the prophecies that are complying, and so we should come and pray. And then I think I say that, but I'm not sure if. But I completely forgot about that Tuesday.
I think, from what I understand, that's an old Runa prophecy. Who are the Runa people?
The Runas, we are the, Runa means indigenous. Yeah. It's like a old Runa is men and women. And the only Runa, like all the Runa is like old as in equivalent, and we call in our village is Nyaupa. Or in the most understood, like respected word is Taita. Taita means like older, a big person, like a respected and powerful. how to take care and everything. But that's like in the land. But the land, like medicine people, is called Apu. Apu Runa. Apu is like there is no translation, but it's like you are like what do you call like a medicine person that is beyond just a normal person. You are like one of the, like in the ceremony will be like a spiritual leader, but a true leader, like a person who does. So the runa is a term that is used as an adjective or as a noun. Runa is indigenous. And if you put runa kuna, you mean indigenous people. Indigenous people, runa kuna. And now in the, I believe it when it says, as you say, like when you use the adjective also, you can put runa warmi, which is indigenous women, and runa kari, indigenous men. But most of the time, we usually use runa as like in general, everybody. So when you say like a runa prophecy, they will say like a runa prophecy. It means indigenous people's prophecy.
Can you tell me a little bit? Prior to the interview, we played, you didn't hear it, but we played the some music from the Salataka people. And I'm looking for the title of it. I think it was called the Saita
Salataka. No, that one is that was created. It's like the original song is ours, but in the 1970s, at the beginning of the 1970s, it was twisted. Now I am really against that song because in the lyrics says, let's see, indigenous Salasaka, you are walking or you are coming to a thorn road and or path, and in the patron it says like your landlord or the master is waiting for you to give you the longa. Longa is another term to the equivalent of Indian. It's a very, very derogatory term against the woman, longa. In longo is the men. It says the master is waiting to give you the longa. But before, we never lived like a slavery. That's why we are like Salasakan people. We are like a little bit, they call us very arrogant and special people. We never, as I told you, like we never wanted to deal with the other outside world. Never. We don't care, like we just want to protect the land and live and teach them, but they never listen to that. So the lyrics is the master is waiting to give the longa or the slave woman to you, and they will be dancing, they said. But the patron or the master used to, like in other communities, used to abuse the woman before she would get married with that. So yeah. That song is like incredibly should be like take it away.
All that. I see.
But I can give you. I mean, I don't know how can I if I can make it. But I do have really like a music from the community.
You do have some piece of music that you could on your hard drive. You could email it to me.
I don't know how should I do because the libraries are closing and I am really far away, but I do have music, but if it's without lyrics, I would like to be played, but I prefer there is an old indigenous man who was actually in Mexico. He went to the, they call Lake of the Frogs, they call in Mexico. They went to the sacred place and they pray and everything. He's a musician. My grandpa was also, I didn't mention that, also a great musician. One of the three people who carries the pipe, like the little condor legs instrument, we call pinguyo. Pinguyo is like a really tiny instrument, and like a very, for just only spiritual people. So they care about that. In my village, there were only three, and one of them is my grandpa. And so they play with that instrument in the ceremony. And but that one it cannot be disclosed or anything, but the music can be put in the best in the world. I do have another CD, but it's already mixed with the like some, you know, like high tech, not like like heavy metal or anything. But I am myself, I mean, I am a little musician, but my brother is a musician. I'm not sure if you, I'm not sure if my brother can play in the violin or something. He plays the old songs, but he's not here. He's in other states, and I can find him. Maybe he can play you. And instead of the Taita Salasaka, there is another song. It's called La Cigüeña, like a, some kind of bird. But that one is a traditional one. It is. That one will be better than the Taita Salasaka.
Well, let's we'll listen to it, and if it doesn't have the lyrics, do you mind if we go ahead and use it?
For now, yeah, if it doesn't have the lyrics. And the other thing is, did you find my picture?
No, I wasn't able to.
Did you put like a cultural survival and Ecuadorian indigenous?
While we're listening, while we're previewing that, I'll put in the words. Well, guess what? It does.
Yep. And that's like a song by the Hermanos, brother, Nino Brothers, it's called. I know the song.
Right. And it's put in cultural survival and then your name.
And Nicholas Chango, could you put like a N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S?
Okay. And we're doing the search right now. I'll give it a second here. That's too bad. That they abuse that song like that.
But I am going to put like to stop that in the schools and every they're teaching like how could possibly we can still listen and thinking that like the Indian is walking through a very rocky road and tired and leaving the like the his job just to come and the master is waiting to provide like a woman that he has already abused. So
yeah.
that doesn't.
What insult? Okay, it looks like it found it. It's on the cultural survival. And I've also found some other beautiful pictures of tapestries. And
by the way, we are the only ones in Ecuador to do like a what do you call weave the tapestry. The only ones. There's no other Balones, there's no other tribes. We are the only ones in Ecuador. And I think in Latin America, I don't know, except in Peru, like a really, really elder, but they will do their own kind. But in the tapestry, we are the only ones.
I found your picture. You're
it's
sitting on a brown leather couch wearing
poncho.
A poncho.
Yeah, that's my white poncho. I always wear that.
Excellent.
And you can read there some things. I'm not sure what it's things that he published. And
I have links to more than a half a dozen places on the internet, the United Nations websites, and different places where they have quoted you. And
they really?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but now I am trying to give my name. Before, as I said, like I just do is, I just say I'm an indigenous. End of the story. But they say, but you have to put your name and stuff. And also, when you go to the Inti Raymi, if you can post it that one too. It's you can do Inti Raymi in New York.
Found it already.
Yeah, and then there is it says like Inti Raymi in New York, but then there is a written it says the. La Inti Raymi, and in English is some festival, and there is like the whole written what I said, what is Inti Raymi, and that's like but the end is my name and address. I didn't put like a saying as a, but I wrote it that.
I have links. I already have links. All that prepared. Believe it or not, I've been doing that as you spoke, and there are. Oh my gosh. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Yes, there's 5 or 6. Yeah, five places, 6 places on the net, where your words. And that I've for this interview, I just copied the text and your picture off of the Cultural Survival website and provided a link over their website so people.
Well, about what I said, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But we really appreciate you coming out and teaching us. It's been such a treat. And before your cell phone completely discharges.
No. It's two hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, feel free to chat as long as you want now.
No. I just wanted to just put that picture and you know how to spell Quechua, right?
I sure.
You will find it as Quechua. That was original in my community. But also you will find Quechua, Quechua, or Quechua. But now in Ecuador, and I think, I'm not sure in South America, and the whole Andes, but we spell it Quechua, it's K-I-C-H-W-A, Quechua. But it's pronounced Quechua.
Let the wind blow. Let the truth be known.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look.
To all mankind again, Prophecy Keeper, Prophecy Keeper, oh yeah.
And Salasaca is S-A-L-A-S-A-C-A.
Yeah, we've got that spelled correctly.
And if you wanted to mention it, just in case, is that we live 3 hours to the south of Quito, so the equatorial line in the Andes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think that's where we've got you. But,
And please do not to quote, like for me, the I'm sure you will find it, I'd say, like the world of Kalapakans, or the woman that Miriam Mazzacchisa, she's at the United Nations, and she's not even welcome to the community. But
right, right.
And I don't want it to like have nothing to do with her. She has a web page.
Yeah.
And I, obviously, like I can do publish things, and even they wanted to write a book, but I can't betray my elders. I can't. I mean, there has been a temptation, and for example, in 1992, when I was in Chicago, they were saying like, "Well, that's wonderful. Can I write to you, publish a book?" And it says like, "I can pay you like the stay and everything, or you can come to my home." And I said, "No, thank you." And there has been a lot of temptations, and the elders like they told me they have done the ceremonies and everything to be as a leader and everything, so I can't. And the thing that I do is mostly I try to share by verbally, and the interwriting thing I wrote is because they are so like they wanted to see it, wanted to read, and so I said okay. But that's in Spanish, and I do have like an English version if you want it, because when you translate, it doesn't go how they want.
Well, we've got. The message is on the Cultural Survival website. Is that acceptable to you?
Yeah, that was acceptable. Yeah, that was okay. It was acceptable.
Yeah.
And it's not a. He's very nice, and the thing is that. But it was good that this was already predicted as a prophecy that an elder woman, like actually, was not in my community, but elders have told me already that. Someday you will be running away, they say, like as a deer. But everywhere that you will find the people that it will help you. You will survive and you will teach them. But as I said myself, I don't consider somebody else there beyond or better than anybody else. I'm just as a human being, anybody else. A gypsy woman, they came like almost 18 years ago to my community, to the city, and she always bothered me when I used to go to school. It says like in the evening, like when the sun sets, she said, "Come, young man, why don't you believe me? I don't want any money. I have to tell you the message." And I never believed it. I was kind of like a little bit in this civilized world, kind of like, don't worry about it. But then finally she said, "Well, next week I'm leaving, so this is your only chance." And she was like at least 90 years old, like old lady. And she got my hand and she said, "Like, wow, you are a spiritual person. You are going to be a spiritual leader." And I said, "Yeah, right. Until now I don't see." And I thought like, I'm just being normal, or I am a normal. And so she said also, "I can see that you, in the future, says like you will be running as a deer, but you will be somewhere with you, like, and you will be okay." They said, "People will help you, but you will be the most important thing is you will be leaving to teach." And after 2 years, that complied. I was amazed. I didn't mean to run away. I didn't mean to leave. I didn't mean to come here. I didn't want to. I did have a visa and everything. I didn't want to come. So, but everything complied, and so now it's like, what else is going to come? You know, like, do I need to go, start teaching and go, and teach the people, and or just live like that? But I guess I'm not a self, prizing myself, but I have been helping indigenous people and campesinos, and even now, right now I have, as I said, a Mexican man who's in the jail, Anahuac, who's in the jail, an indigenous man. So I try to combine and help him. So I guess that's maybe one of the works, or little works that I do, and usually they don't pay, so it's just a I don't know. That's what I believe that we have to do. And but then the other hand is that as a human being, also you pay rent and everything. It's just very difficult.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
It can be. Well, it sounds like creator put your feet on the path and look where it brought you.
I don't wait any prizes or awards and plaques or anything. I'm just some people have given me little things, but there are meaningful things. But I'm just, in the end, I'm a human being and also makes mistakes, and I try to repair, and I just wanted the world, people, and live like have opportunity and live as a human being, and make sure that to teach the children our identity and our culture. The past instead, right now, because we don't have, the past we call is something that has passed, but we don't have that. So we have, every prophecy, culture, everything is still meaningful in our lives, today. So I just want it to be taught. I don't want it to impose them, just teach them, and then they will see when they grow up what they have to decide, because they are humans free as anybody else then. But it is my job to tell people not to impose, only to share. Excuse me, not to tell them, but share or remind to people, because we are very fragile humans that sometimes we forget. And this forget, this mistake that we do, and the world is punishing us, the Mother Earth is punishing. And so I just wanted that, and I hope someday I will be, I call somebody in the civilized world or in the Western type of world. I hope I will be somebody, meaning that I wanted to perhaps run for the office and really truly help the people. Because I grew up very poor. Maybe that helped me. Really, when I was 7 years old, my mom was killed. My father died when I was 6 and a half. So I grew up living in different places, but somehow I managed, because there's always the teaching that you are a human being and you have to advance. And so I'm not one of the, from the lineage, if you talk about it, is like a medicine person. It was like a Miguel Chango, or Juan Chango was in the 1940s, one of the very powerful people, the medicine man, that it will help people in. And they will, some outsiders went there and they didn't believe it. And then he said, now, with the permission of the Creator Mountain, can you talk to me? And he started making noise, stone and stuff. And he says, can you make the rain? Yeah, they do. He did it. So there is the things in the book, and I haven't find the book yet, but the woman who made a web page in Works for the United Nations, her mother received the books and they never gave it to us. I am trying to find the book and see. But this is just like a story, like a telling from my elders. So, but as I said, I guess maybe I know a little bit better than the book. I'm not sure. Maybe I just need to organize. But as I said, this is my ultimate goal. I just wanted to see people smile, people to sit around the fire and say, let's sit together. It doesn't matter if you're a doctor or if you're a scientist. Just come. Let's eat with our cornbread. Let's just talking what happened with our elders. Let's just maybe remember the things that the Spaniards came and destroyed us. Let's just talk about it. But let's not hate them. Just let's remember, to love them, because they are lost. So that's the only thing I want. I don't want anything. At the beginning, I don't want anything for me. I'm just going by from this land, just to make sure, the woman who works at the United Nations, I think I heard that even she has now a gas station, and she was only with when the United Nations paid the money and things. And she's not doing anything for the community, not even with her own kind, as a woman, they don't. So for me, this person, I was, as I said, leader already. We are composed of 16 communities, and the total of our community is at least 13,000 people, I think, or 10 to 13,000.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was already 16 or 17, I was already first, like when we organized the legally and everything approved, recognized by the state, I was the first recalled president. So, and I was later elected so many times, and I just left because I need to advance more things. So I'm not a new one, and I guess in Salasaka I'm the only one, perhaps until now, until I have to teach somebody else to carry this spiritual beliefs and symbols. I still have to find, I'm not sure who is going to be, either woman or man, I'm not sure yet, because before the me was, it was a woman, before then her was a man, so it's an issue that, what can you call it? Oh. So that's the thing that I wanted, and that's all the, as I said, Mr. Otter, so, and when you see, you might see also, like I said, I wanted to be president, and I do, I'm still dreaming. I'm still dreaming. So, that's where it is in the...
Still
in
trying
the,
to compete.
Yeah.
So you, so when your people were first politically recognized, you were the first president.
Yep.
Interesting.
But in the meaning that we like recognize as legally, and it depends like how far we can go with the term legal, because we were never, even like historically, we don't have a history about our own village, and maybe the native people never wanted to tell the other people. There are other like much older than me. I perhaps very well educated and everything, but they don't share. They don't share even to their own children, because they said, you are going to publish and you want to just make money. You're going to lose. So, but for with me, and they said, no. They call me, usually they call me Taita Chango. They say, oh, to you, we can share you. Come and sit, son. So that's what I would like, and I am very... Obviously, like with them, obviously I'm not surprising, but I am very simple. I sit with them, I respect them, and I don't, like, I don't, even sometimes in the community they drink at dinner ceremonies. I don't drink or smoke, so I don't know why, but they, all of them respect and stuff. So, but as I said, we don't have a history except saying Salasakan peoples are from Bolivia. They came as a Mitimais, which means as a, like a, almost like a workers for the mining that the Spanish brought to the northern part. And it's not true. We came before them. But why I say that? Because even that the United States, the Ecuador as a state nation recognizes through foreign affairs and everything as a native nation, or community, we still consider, like, people tell us, you are a foreigner, you don't belong here, because our physical and way of thinking, everything's like Aymaras, and Aymaras, we are, like, completely, as I say, like, we are not perfect, but we are arrogant, we don't just give up, and we are not, like, anybody, like, they're all the natives, so we believe that it's, we are like we are ourselves, and we respect everybody, but we are powerful, so, and I can believe that myself, but still, and my people never used to wanted to get married either with us, they said, with outsiders. We don't want to, because I thought like that was wrong, but the elders said, no, we don't want to, we wanted to keep it in our own community, but that doesn't mean that we get married like brothers and sisters or cousins, no. You have to get married in the village, and, so before, when somebody gets married in my village with outsider, they will be, you will be kicked out. You will never, you will not allowed to come back. And if you come back, I think they might even kill you. And there was no like there is like no rape or anything, because it was very strict. And everybody takes care of the thing. Everybody lived up in the little house.